explained by Rashi and Kuvav and Aleph at the bottom by the, on the Mishnah. Hatzot Tzipor Ad Shehichnisa LeMigdol Maishter Balaz. He captures the gets the bird inside of his box. Tzachayev, this cage, whatever. The zoo, he sees also, that's considered now that it's caught. Alvim Hichnisa LeBayis and Onitzer B'kach, if he takes it into the house alone, that's not considered Seder. Shegirtzel LeDerech Alonis could still possibly could fly out through the window. So interesting, Rashi doesn't say the problem is because within the house you still have to chase it around to get it. Rashi says because the capacity could fly away, which doesn't seem to fit with the rest of the flow of the issues that we're dealing with.
Rabbi Yehuda says that Tzvi is considered Nitzel once you get into the house. When all before we get into the house, so that's considered caught. But just putting it in the gina and the chotzer, which were larger areas, it's not considered seder according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Chum, it is. Rishon Gamliel said a mechuzet seder shakoshal the type of shom. It's still not totally caught because even where once the place you have it in, it's not totally. It's still difficult to get your hands on them. Get a farshim gemara. Here we go, so we'll see that, yeah. We have them, but Baya. Sound wholesome. Ain't sudden dogim in a bivrim, the yumtip. The Gemara quotes Mishnah and Baya. Says you can't catch fish from the beaver, which is their stream where you keep them in, the pool or pond where you keep them in. B'yamtiv, you can't do that in Yamtiv. I mean, no son of the Amazonas, you can't. You don't feed them. You don't have a responsibility to feed them. You don't have a responsibility to feed them, so you can't feed them.
But you can catch a wild animal or a bird from the beaver, and on Yom Tov, because it's considered caught already once it's into the beaver, their corral, whatever it is. So that's what the Mishnah says. Ramina, we ask your stira, because the Brisa says, beaver and shall chayis and shall oifus and shall dogim, ain tzadim mehem be Yom Tov. You can't catch chayis, oifus, and fish from this beaver. Vainosin the same as honest, you can't feed them. So the Gemara over there discusses, the Gemara actually discuss the issue of the feeding. It differentiates between an animal which you have responsibility to feed or not, animal which is mezonos, and alechos, then you have a chiv, then you're allowed to feed it, otherwise not. And the issue is the being betriach in this food for no purpose. But regards to the catching, which is our issue over here, the act of capturing it, so we have a stira. By Chayav Oifus, the Mor says, Kosha Chaya Chaya, Kosha Oifus Oifus. So we have a stirrup in the case of the animals and the case of the birds. The Mor says, Bisham Chaya Chaya Lokasha. I could answer the case of the stirrup in the Mishnah and the Braisa in regards to Chaya, Hora Bihuda, Hora Bona. So Rabbi Huda said that in our Mishnah, the Malacha of Seda is into a house, which into a beaver is not considered caught. So it's not considered caught. If you have it in the beaver from before Yom Tov, you can't capture it because it's not caught yet. Whereas if you have it, whereas according to Chachamim, putting it into the beaver is considered caught. So there's nothing wrong with then taking it on Yom Tov. It's caught already. So you're not doing Seder when you're taking it from the beaver because it's caught already from before Yom Tov. Elo Oifus, Oifus Kasher. But the birds, we have an issue. How do you answer that? Whether it's Mutar or maybe you'll tell me Oifus Oifus Nami Lokash. I can answer the stirrati in the birds in the following way. Ha Bibiver Makura, Ha Bibiver Shana Makura. One's referring to a beaver which has a roof on top, so then it's considered a caught, and that's where you're allowed to take it from them on Yom Tov. It's already caught. One's a beaver which doesn't have a roof on top, and therefore you can't take from them on Yom Tov because they're not caught yet. And Ubein the Rabbi Huda, Ubein the Rabbanan, Tzipor LeMigdol in Labayis Loi. But
So what are you saying? Means, but if you put it, I skipped. Ba'ayis the makuruhu, but it means you're saying, but once it's in a river which is makura, it's considered caught. But that's not true, because our mission says the mission says a ba'ayis obviously has a roof in it. Ubein the rebihuda, ubein the rebanan, sipra the middle in the ba'ayis loy. It says only once inside the middle is considered caught. It's not enough. It's inside the house. So why would it be considered caught inside of the beaver when it, just because it has a roof on top? So Amar Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, Halacha B'tzibur Dvor Askinan, Fishein Makabal this Morris. So there are different types of birds. So some birds are caught once they're considered into the beaver, into places of Makura, bias being the same. And our mission would say it has to be dafkin to the migdol, but until then it's not considered caught. We're talking about a type of bird called Tzibur Dvor, which is fiercely independent. It doesn't accept any type of morris and the type of authority over it. So that is not it'll keep flying away from you. So such a bird is not considered caught until it has it in the migdal. And that's the case. That's the bird of our mission. The Tanavei Rishma, Loma, Nikrishma, Tzibur Dvor, Medesha Dora, Babayas, Kibasoda, even in the house, it's just as free as it is in the field. Okay. So if you're answering the theory between the Mishnah and the Braisa, we're talking about different types of items. So then the second Braisa, which says that you can't do tzeder from the beaver, even from a beaver makura, I can tell you we're talking about a tzibur dvor. So I differentiate between the two braises, but we're talking about different types of things. Well, if that's true, so then I can answer the tzibur of chaya. The chaya also I can answer along those type of lines. Not that it's mechalek considered bihud and the chachamim. So chaya namelo kasha ha beaver gadol ha beaver katan. So the one that says that it's mutter to take from a yamtiv, we're talking about it was put into a beaver katan from before yamtiv. It's considered caught already. Excuse me. Therefore, a yontif you may take from there, and the Braisa which says you cannot take from there. Something like it was in a beaver gadol, where it's not considered caught from before yontif. Versus hechadam a beaver gadol. What's considered a beaver gadol? Hechadam a beaver katan. What's considered a beaver katan? Amar Ravashi kol hechad roit basrei umotzal bechad shechiyo beaver katan. If you run after it and you catch it with one lunge, one bending down literally, that's considered a beaver katan. So it's considered caught already. Vidach beaver gadol, larger than that is called beaver gadol. Inami, different the potential difference. Kol hechad nafal tula ad the kisolim ahadari is beaver katan. If the shade, the shadows which the walls make, overlap from the two sides, overlap, then it's close enough, the walls are close enough, it's considered beaver cotton. Either beaver gadol, and that is larger than that is beaver gadol. Inami kolhecha doleka uksi beaver cotton. Either beaver gadol. If it's a place which has a lot of different, wasn't a perfect square, it has a lot of different extensions and corners where it can run into. So even though you can't say the animal's caught, it can keep, you know, running around into the different places and getting away from you, eluding you. So that's considered beaver gadol. If it has that. B'shem Gamil Omer, Omer of Yosef, Omer of Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, Halacha of Shem Ben Gamliel. We pass the Shem Gamliel, that it depends whether it still needs to be caught or not. If it's caught enough that basically you have it, you don't need to catch it again, so then it's considered tzeder, otherwise not. Okay, Amar Le'Abaya, Sabaya says to Rav Yosef, Halacha Michal de Pligi. So you're saying Halacha means you're understanding that the Chachamim argue, and we pass on like Rishon Gamliel. Is that really clear that the Chachamim are arguing on this point? Of Rishon Gamliel. So Rav Yosef said back to him, Amar Le. So he said back, My Nafcha Lacha Mino. What difference does it make? So anything is better. So if you hold the Chum, don't argue. So for sure that's halacha. So Amar Leis Abayis said back to Rabbi Yosef, Gemara Zemar Tadei. Just you are we learning songs? You know, it has to have a reason. Why are you telling me this? And that's the more ends. The more doesn't answer the follow-up question. Okay, see Rashi. Bivorin is Kakrifus Mukofen is it's supposed to a cleared out area. Karfif is, you know, a place that's not made for Karfif is a place that's not made to person to use or to live in. It's just an open area which is so it's Mukofen, which means it's an open area which is enclosed. Okay, instead of a yomtiv, I'm alive. Nitzud ba'omid kachoshim. We don't consider it caught already. Shomino hamech nitzud be'biver ein zut sedosus. It means that indicate that putting into beaver is not called catching it. Venus and famous zonas kiven dolhein muksa loymotzi the mishacholaus. Rashi, since they're muksa, you have no right to do anything for them. You have no, you can't. You have no need for them, no use for them. So you can't do anything for them. Tosis has difficulty with Epshat. But that's clear. In the case where you have responsibility for them, you're allowed to do that, even though they're still muksa. Her Yehuda, he the ain't sudden is a Yehuda. He the mastis and lechoshev late say that actually ichnisa the bias. But it's not considered caught until you put into the bias. Putting into beaver is not considered caught, so you may not take from it on yom. The habainer Yehuda banner button tzipur the migdal kamer. They say the tzipur is only called once it's in the migdal. So maybe you tell me beaver of course considered needs it. So Mor says no, but tzipur drawer. Mastis and the tani tzipur the bias. Loi, it's not enough into the bais. It's only if it's in the migdol. It's b'tzibur drorskin. Shadarka loder b'bais kibesada minishmetes mizabas azabas. It'll keep moving away, flitting away to different corners. So hash the osel lahachi v'achmina l'tabar kerbanon. Both can collect their banon. So chayachay nami mukri kerbanon collect their banon. And v'habi rikaton. The Masis and the Hacha is referring to Biber Katan that's considered caught. And the Brisa, which says that it's a problem, the Masis and the Beyah, but Biber Gadol, is talking about Biber Gadol. Shechiyah Menutza, Shushaych Elaychuzba. He runs and he bends down to catch it. So, Moksi is Peyas Nishamit Behem. It has different corners to sort of elude capture it. Anything which is larger, not that size, is larger than that. So, by said Mechal the Pliki. Well, Kimna, the Rabbanami beaver cotton amri. The Chama only said their halacha that's considered caught in a beaver cotton, like we just said in the piece of Gemara before. So, means they also basically agree, is it considered that you've basically finished the job before Shabbos or not? That's beaver cotton. And that's what Rav Shimon Gamliel says. Not all beaver are considered the same. So, what are you telling me? So, Rabbi Yeshua says, and then obviously then that's the halacha. Nobody argues. So Abai says, "Zemarta tehei." Should it be a song? Aimer hashmua bezmira ba'alma b'litzarech. You just say statements which are just for songs. I mean, why are you telling me this? If nobody argues, of course that's the halacha. So Abai remains with the question. Okay. Okay. Rabbanan. So, perhaps the way that the Gemara seems to stand at the end of the Gemara before, and that really, Shmuel is not arguing on the Chachamim. He's really coming to explain the Chachamim that a beaver katan is considered captured, and a beaver gadol is not considered captured. Tan Rabbanan. So that's why I would have put the Turads. That's why I stopped there. Tan Rabbanan. Hatzod Svi. Suma, if he captures a blind tzvi, or the yoshin, or tzvi which is sleeping, is chayiv. This person does it on Shabbos, he's chayiv. Chigar, if he captures a tzvi which is lame, mizokin, old, v'chol, or sick, is potter. Because you can't really get away from it anyway. It's not like you caught anything. If it's really basically caught, it's sitting there waiting for you to take it. Tzvi is a kosher animal.
No, I know, tzvi is a kosher animal.
The blind one is kosher. A lame one depends where it is.
Where he's lame.
Yeah.
Wouldn't they be considered old or sick?
We're not saying you're allowed to do this. It just says potter. Is the malach of tzeda taking place?
Armalei Abaya l'Rav Yosef Maishnahani Maishnahani. So what exactly is the difference?
So he answers, Hani Avida l'Rabuye, Hani lo Avida l'Rabuye.
That even a blind one, when the touch by the touch of the human hand, when the human hand person comes close, or when it's sleeping, it will run away.
And the other ones, the old one, the sick one, etc. That they're staying there.
I v'tanya chelis chayiv. He captures a tzvi chelis chayiv.
Rishesha lo kasha habekela machmas ishta habekela machmas upsana.
Rashi's upsana means that exhaustion. So it's been running and finally it's exhausted. It's sitting there. It's caught already. You know, they chase it down with the dogs, and then so it's not going anywhere.
Ishta means it has a fever.
Tirashi.
Suma v'yashin avida l'rabuye. The shomet, it will attempt to escape kishem rehishem yad adam when it feels the hand of the person.
Upsana ayefis. It's exhaustion. Shein yochel losis m'kaymoi.
Nitzibay menhu. It can't run away. It's too exhausted to run away. So it's caught already.
Tanu rabbanan.
Hatzol chagovim, person captures the grasshoppers. Gizin are, Rashi says, it's a type of grasshopper. Tziroyan v'yatushin, tzira is your hornet, yatushin are gnats. And Shabbos is chayiv divrei meir. Chamim armim kosher min anitzid chayiv, kosher min anitzid is potter.
If it's something which is normal to capture, people use it. So that's the malach of tzedah applies to such items. Something which is not normal to capture, the malach of tzedah does not apply to that. So therefore, chagavim and gizim, which are edible, people catch them to eat them, so they're called b'minonitzit. But the tziroyan and yitushim, people don't catch them, so that's not considered, will not be considered chayim.
You said gnats, here it's a mosquito. My question is if it's a mosquito and it's biting up everything. Does that bite everybody?
We didn't discuss heter over here, we're discussing chiyuv. Right? We're discussing whether you're chayiv or potter for catching it. So, Chum said that you're potter because you don't catch it. We didn't discuss whether it's mutter or not. We'll see that in the next parak. Furthermore, Kasha. Tanya Ido, we learned in a different price. Hatzol chagavim b'shas hatal is potter. Chagavim during the time when the dew is on them, so that the dew on their eyes blinds them. So he's potter because it's not getting away anyway. B'shas hasheriv when it's hot out, the towel is dried up already. Chay. Lozav in mahavai.
If they're coming in, there's a swarm coming, so they're just flying in. So, you know, you don't get the first one, you get the second one. They're very easy to get. There's so many of them around, it's just easy to stick your hand out and take one. That's not considered seder.
See, boy, the word. Alozer ben mahavoy, areshakoy, oasefakoy. What is he referring to? Is he saying, the way I just told you, he's going on the sefer, in Bashasa, sheriff Yechai? But if it's Mekachos of Woz, Potter. Or is he saying, you told me Bishas Hatal is Potter, and that he says, no, even Shas Hatal, it's only Potter if it's also Mekachos.
Toshma, Hatzor Chagavim Bishas Hatal is Potter, Bishas HaSheriv is Chayiv, Allah's Ben Mavoy, Omer, Afila Bishas HaSheriv, Im Hoye Mekachos of Woz, Potter.
Fine.
Rashi. Hagizin, or however you pronounce it, Gozin, Min Chagav, Tor, Huben Echolim. It's a type of a kosher grasshopper. So those are things that people would go out to catch, because you can use them and eat them. And Shemin and Nitzit, Siroyan, Yitushim, Shenam Nitzarech, you have no need to capture these things. Chagavim, Bishasat, you don't use them.
Chagavim b'shas hatal, enayim mis'avris, their eyes get blinded,
So they're basically ready to be taken. Many coming at one time, so then they're available to take. Is he saying that even b'shasatal depends whether it is mekalchus or not, or he's saying going on the safe? So he says going on the safe. Is that the Mishnah? The deer goes inside the house and somebody shuts the door, so the loch is chay. No l'shnayim, if two people did it together, p'turim. Lo yachol echad linol, it was a door which you couldn't shut on your own, and that they no l'shnayim, if two people did it together, so that's zayin yachol, zayin yachol is chayavim. V'shemin is pointer, like we had before. V'shemin has even a case of zayin yachol, zayin yachol. Neither one could do it on their own. The loch is he's still put. If it's a door which one person cannot do on his own, it's too large or too heavy.
But if one could do it, and two do it, then
you're part. Right. Rashi went in on its own. You catch it. It's caught by shutting the door. As opposed to, let's say, Rashi said the case would be that they ushered it into the house and they shut the door. So the ushering in is part of the process, so you have to know, is it the same guy doing it or not? Over here, went on its own, but just shutting the door is considered seder. No l'shnayim b'turim, the habir l'shnayim sh'osu. Two people did it malacha together, which is potter. Lo yachol echad linol, urechehu linol b'shnayim. This door normally takes two people to shut it, so it's considered normal to do it. Re'e l'chol echad malacha d'b'lo yiyo lo misavdus. Each one considered they did the malacha, because without him the malacha would not take place. Shemen poitel, l'tamei the door shkral, the miftah zayin yachol, zayin yachol, perakam tzim. We had this before. Shemen says even zayin yachol, zayin yachol is potter. You have your arms around the Ari, it's not considered a caught. You have to put it into its cage. So Rashi Hatzad Ari, I feel a type, so even you have it, your hands on it. Ein zut seder. Why? Shekhi Shekhoya is, when it gets upset, Mashkis, it will destroy things in its past, so Hela can go away. This container which they would make for him. Okay, so the Mishnah. A person, so there's trees inside the house, and somebody decides to block the doorway by sitting there. But he didn't fill it up, so he didn't do anything yet. Then a second person comes along and sits down and blocks the door entranceway totally. The second one is chayiv. It's not considered shnayim shasu because the first one did nothing. There was no active tzeder at all, which just takes place when you leave half the door open and he can get out. When the second person blocks it, he did the full active tzeder and he's chayiv. Okay. Different case. Yosha Rishon LePesach Milo. Person set by the doorway and he blocked the doorway. And so he caught the tzvi. Yosha Rishani Bitsiro comes along the second one and sits like sort of like behind him in such a way that when the first person will walk away, the second one will block the door. Now the first guy gets up and leaves. So the reason why the animal is now caught is because of the second one. The loch is Harishan Chai Basheni Pot. The Rishan is Chai, but the second one is Pot. He didn't do anything. And later on, when the first guy leaves, just staying there, there's no action which he's doing. You can't be mechayev from. He's in a state of being. You can't. You have to be mechayev person for doing something. He didn't do anything. Now the Mishnah gives a marshal.
He's not doing anything.
No, he sat down. It's an act of sickening. I'm talking about the second guy.
Yeah, but you're saying there's nothing wrong with the first guy.
No, I'm saying there's nothing wrong with the second guy. The second guy is not doing any action.
He just sat down.
When he sat down, there was nothing there because it's caught already.
But now he's trapping the animal.
Now he's blocking the animal. But so he's chayav, right? Because he did something. What's he doing? He's not doing anything. I'm just sitting there.
No more than the first guy did when he sat down.
No, the first guy blocked the door. He did an action of blocking the door by sitting.
Oh, I thought he sat. That's how he blocked it, was sitting. So he sat, second guy sat.
No. He did the action of sitting down. So by doing that, just sitting down, I'm doing an action of capturing something. So I'm mechayev because I did something.
If I'm sitting there, and let's say I'm sitting in front of the door, and a tree bursts through the window and can't get out, and I'm just sitting there, I'm blocking the door. Well, I'm catching the animal, but I'm not doing anything. You can't be mechayim. I didn't do maisa.
You're already sitting there.
So the second guy's already there. So the mission gives a marshal. Holamazad daima, the marshal is very, like, well, the marshal make it worse, you know, usually. Okay. Holamazad daima, what's this comparable to? Lenoyal space, soil lesharma. A person comes along and shuts his house to lock the door. I mean, it's a tzvi shomer b'sarcha, and it turns out there's a tzvi inside. Okay, let's see Rashi. Hashem nechayev shehu tzadik, because he's the one who caught him in the first case, where the second one blocks the door. Okay, now the last case, halama sheni zed doimer me'achar shenitzel al yarishin. What is the second one doing, just sitting there when it's already caught by the first one? Lenoyal is based on l'sharmei below lotzit. He's shutting his door not to capture. And the tzvi shehu nitzud kivar shomer b'soichet, and therefore the tzvi which is already caught is now safely inside. V'chein ze, v'chein she'afo, v'chein kach. Over here also, avishin omer arishin ein ze elikas shomrei l'tzvi shehayu lo me'esmo. See, he is maintaining the thing. But all he's doing is an action of maintaining. So, what? Shutting the door.
Yeah.
So the Ran comes along and says, "Look, what's going on in this Gemara?" So the Ran says, which is the easier pshat, we're talking about that the door is shut. But he's afraid that the tzvi can maybe burst through the door. See, he's noyal as base, so he's locking it. So it's basically caught. So I'm just trying to make sure that I'm maintaining it. So maintaining it is not called the malach of seder. Even though theoretically, again, as we had before, but the case of the ri, if it could break three, that's not called nitzu. So I guess we have to have a case where basically it's caught, but you know, it is a possibility it might break out. So being caught where it might break out is not caught. And that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah on that. So we're also basically, the fellow's just maintaining the animal which is there.
It sounds like the case of when the second guy does the mice of sitting down. Because he's already caught by the first guy sitting down, right? Now the second guy comes and he's doing a mice.
Right, but his mice he's doing is just to maintain something which is basically done already. Right, right, exactly. That's the motion.
That it doesn't relate to first guy gets
up. Okay, right, but remember, that's the chiddush over here. My point, we're saying, don't say the act of sitting down is considered you're adding something. You're adding another level of protection.
So I guess it depends on how well it is protected in the first place.
Probably, because that's in the case of Gruzaki, you say you need Gruzaki dafka. That's how the Ran learns. There's a Rash over here says a pshat based on Yerushalmi, which is like very difficult to understand. But we'll go with the Rash. if you're inclined, you want to look at the Rash in the back. He quotes the Rash in Yerushalmi. It's a fascinating piece. Okay. Omer Rebbe Abba, Omer Rav Chia Bar Ashi, Omer Rav. Nichlas Eloi Tzipar Tachas Kanofov. So. He's sitting there with his big, nice, big, white garment, and this bird flies under the garment, and it seems to be, once it's in, it's very hard, it can't find its way out. So you caught a bird, right? You know? So loch is, Yoshev Mashamra Acha Tefshach, you're allowed to sit there and basically stay there. You don't, you're not mechuyev to free it. It's caught, you didn't catch it, it came in its own. You're not mechuyev, so you're not mechuyev to free it.
Knaf of the knaf of the beggar.
Yeah.
Well, that's confusing.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're reading the Gemara,
you're not the person.
Oh, the knuff of the wing.
Yeah.
Okay.
The
yes.
You think of.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I didn't notice that. I'm sorry. Okay. Moshe Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Yoshev Rishon Al Pesach. So he says, look at our Mishnah. Yoshev Rishon Al Pesach. Umilo. So the first guy sat down and he blocks the whole door. Ubo Sheni VYoshev B'Tziroi. The second guy sits down. Avshem Al Rishon V'Holoklo Rishon Chay V'Sheni Potter. So the first guy gets up, the second guy is potter, which means, my love, potter of a loser. So it means he's not considered seder, but on the other hand, he's not allowed to do this. He, we're not allowed to, not allowed to maintain it because he's doing some action. I'm maintaining it. That's osur. And it's over here also. You're maintaining it. It's osur. The Mishnah says loy potter mutter. The Mishnah says potter means mutter. Hachanam mistabruk, and that seems to be correct. Because Minaktani Sefer Lamazatimer, the Nerlis Baser Lashamer, but Nimsa Tzvi Shamer Besoichoi, which there the Mishnah seems to say, you know, what's it? That's a person went to shut the door, you know, it sounds like this is what you're allowed to do. That's the flow of the Mishnah. So Pasha means it is a mutter. So, Shamino, and so that's a good proof that it's considered mutter. Ika the Amri, some people have the version of how he said it was the following. Omer Nachem B'Yitzchak, Afanana Metanino. It doesn't present it as a question and an answer, but rather as proof right away. Look, that's what the Mishnah says. You're allowed to do it. Al Fisha Omer Arishan, Mahalachlesh, Arishan, Chai, Vashani Potter. My love means Potter or Mutter. It means it's Mutter to do it. So you see, you're allowed to maintain it. Mor says, Lloyd, no. Where do you see that? Potter Abel Osir means it's Osir. Mor says, no, that's not true. So, my understanding of Potter Mutter is correct. Okay. Omer Shmuel. Kapturi de Shabbos Potter Veloser, Levar Mehani Tlas. Whatever the Mesechta Shabbos that uses the phrase Potter means Potter Veloser, except for these three cases. Do Potter Mutter, when it uses the word Potter, the Mishnah means Mutter. One is our mission over here that we just said. When it says potter over here means mutter. That's one. How do I know the potter and mutter? The Ketani Sefer, the Mazadomer, the Nerlis Beser, the Shomer, the Shomer Mesoichai, which the mission is giving a marshal that this is something which is permitted. Another case is the mission of Hamapis Mursa. We're going to see that it's up and coming. There's a price actually, I think. But Shabbos, a person who makes an opening in a boil, imasid lo peh is chayav. If he's doing it in order to make an opening to be able to put it, medication inside it, etc., then he's chayav. Im hotzi mimenu lecha, if he's just doing it to remove the pus, it's potter, and it means mutter. So Moshe says, how do we know it means mutter? Mimai de potter mutter. How do we know it means potter mutter? That's not because there's a mishnah later on. It says, going through the halacha, but klishim lata lissa, you're allowed to move it for a permitted purpose. It says, machad shal yad, you're allowed to take a needle, as opposed to a machad, as opposed to the very large, machad shal yad, as opposed to a machad shal sakoyim, which was the sack makers had very very large needles and they used for other purposes. But a regular needle, you're allowed to take it, lethal bo sakoyim, to get out take out a kites. So we see, so, which mean you're digging into the person, making a hole to get the thing out, but that's permitted mutter. So we say this would be the same type of idea. So we see you're allowed to do that. V'idoch, the last one is a tzad nochesh b'shabes im misasik bo shalay yeshkenu is potter. In refuah skype, if you're catching the nochesh because you want to get the venom to use it to make some type of medicine, that's awesome. If you're doing it just to stop him from biting you, it's potter. And it means mutter. Umimai de potter mutter. Who said it means potter mutter? It's not, because we learned way back when we brought a brisa, which said, or it says a mishnah over there, but it must be a mishnah. Okay, kaifen kara alaner bishvil shaloi techos bekara. You're allowed to put the this bowl. Over there, the issue was you're not putting out the nair, but you're blocking the nair. It shouldn't catch onto the beam above it. Well, so because you're allowed to put the ka'ara on top of a cotton, even though it's muksa, you're moving it for the tzarech of a double muksa. You're allowed to cover over the tzarech of a cotton, which is made in the house. And about akrov shloy tishach, you're allowed to put it on top of the scorpion that he shouldn't bite you, even though you're catching, at that point in time, you've now caught the scorpion. Okay, so we'll hold it.